Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, beautiful or spacious skies, or amber waves of rain, or purple mountains, majesty above the fruited plain. America, America, God shed His grace on thee and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea. Oh, beautiful. Amber waves clean, for purple mountains, majesty above the fruited plains. America, America, God shed His grace on thee, and He crowned you thy good with brotherhood and see the shining sun.
We like that. We like that. That's always a good opener. I like that.
Oh, it is.
Yeah. I love, you know, especially at the place where he speaks, that just adds a depth to it that just singing it wouldn't do.
Exactly. So, yeah, true.
Yeah. Well, at least my mic is working.
Oh, it works good. Doing good.
Poor Anne, she says her invite didn't get there. And so I go in, as soon as I get this, no big problem, and I go to send the invites, and it won't send them. It won't copy.
No.
It won't recognize them. It won't put them in the send slot. And it's like, what the hey? And it's like it's laughing at me. It's just laughing at me. Well, I wish I knew what made it do these stupid things. You know what I mean? Because then I would know what to do about it. And right now it's like, okay, fine, whatever. So, gee, many Christmas.
That's a shame.
Yeah, but, you know, and Anne says, not to worry, Jenny. It's being a pain, that's all. Well, that's true, but I'm not sure that's all. You know, it could be conspiring. You know, we could be in danger from Blog Talk
exactly.
Radio. My gosh. Mm. Secret agent Blog Talk. Oh, my goodness, gosh. Well, you know, might as well figure that as anything else, right?
Exactly. No kidding. I tell you what, my
man.
Allergies are acting up so bad. It's terrible. Is everyone else is the same?
Oh, wow. Well, here it's too hot to be going outside to deal with allergies. So I seem to be okay in that department so far. We'll see. We'll just see how that works out. but man.
Well, I'm getting ready to take some more allergy medicine. Anyway, I'll be fine. It's just a matter of getting. Tomorrow it might be fine, and the next day it acts up again.
Yeah. It just depends on how much the wind is blowing, how hot it is outside, and what pollen happens to be deciding to drop that day.
Oh yeah.
Because it's different,
yeah, it
and it's different amounts every day. Yeah. That's horrible.
Wow.
I'm glad I don't have a lot of problems with allergies. I'm very fortunate.
Well, when you
in
move,
that respect.
I hope it doesn't change when you move.
Well, I've never had allergies, so I'm not really expecting to have to start dealing with them. But we'll
mm-hmm.
see. You know, anything's possible. We'll see.
Well, you know, they say Texas is the worst place in the world for allergies.
And that happens to be where you live. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's a good thing you hadn't just moved there. I'd be teasing you something terrible. You know that, right?
Yeah, exactly. But anyway, too, then what's funny is my neighbors, you know, no one mows their grass at the same time. So, you know, mine gets done, and then my neighbor next door or so or on each side, they may do theirs 2 or 3 days later. So it's constantly all the grass and stuff in the air, too.
Oh, my gosh. I am so glad that I don't have to deal with that because that would drive me absolutely bonkers.
Well,
you know,
yeah,
it'd be like
I'm going to have some land that's not close to neighbors because that does make a difference.
Probably does, yeah. And plus, I'm up on a hill. So
yeah.
I can get some free-blowing air without it going through the trees first.
Exactly.
But, I've never had allergies before, so I'm not anticipating having a problem. When you live up in farm country, if you're going to have a problem, that's where you're going to have a problem, and I never did. So I'm thinking it's going to be all good.
Good.
It's going to be all good.
I hope so.
Positive thinking. Yeah. Positive thinking. And I'm
exactly.
not moving to Texas.
You
so, hey,
that
you
way.
Know, there's another plus. I'm not moving to Texas. So there you go. Oh, my gosh. Well, you know what? I had a song left from last Saturday,
mm-hmm.
and it really kind of surprised me when John sent me this song because this is a this is like a Brandon type group. Okay, when I first heard these guys, it was from Brandon, and it was
mm-hmm.
a good song. So you know, I thought, okay, let's listen see what we got. And yeah, this is a good song too. It's just don't. The name kind of throws you off the top of the building a little bit. But it makes sense.
Okay.
It's called...
Okay, what
the,
is
the
it?
Group, the group is called Four Non-Blondes. Exactly my point. Exactly my point. Anyway, the song is What's Up. So let's see what's up.
Okay.
Surprise, actually. Well, I was surprised anyway. I was surprised when Brandon sent it to me a couple of years ago. He sent me not this song, but this group. And I went, okay, this is going to be interesting. But it was really good. It was really okay. So,
yeah. 4 non-blondes.
Cool. Hmm. 4 non-blondes. Yeah. And they're all brunettes, so it's okay. Yeah. It's like, okay, I wonder who thought that one up. Now nobody can dye their hair blonde. Let's hope they don't act blonde. You know, because some people, oh, we tease my sister unmercifully. She is a brunette, and she was born with a blonde streak down the back of her head. So
yeah.
Tease her unmercifully that God couldn't make up his mind. She was just so ditzy that he wanted to make her a blonde, but he thought that maybe he should fool everybody and make her brunette, and then he didn't quite get the job done before he ran out of time.
Oh, goodness.
I don't know where we came up with that, but hey, it worked. Poor thing, you know. But she took it in good sport. You know, we teased her. She laughed, and it was just – and so she came up with a thing. She says, oh, well, that's just a curtain to hide the hole in my head so sawdust doesn't all fall out. And I thought, oh, Rita, oh, my gosh, how good. But now she dyes her hair, so she's a uniform brunette now. She dyes her hair. The blonde streak has disappeared into the dye bottle. So,
oh,
which is
gosh.
Kind of, well, you know, that's kind of a shame because now it's kind of like a thing to have a streak in your hair, you know? And she had
right.
one naturally. But I guess she doesn't like the color of the rest of her hair anymore, so she dyes all of it.
Well,
but
that's what
it was
she
always
wants,
fun.
I mean,
oh, yeah.
That's kind of cool
oh, yeah.
to have a streak in your hair now, especially nowadays, you know?
Yes, yes, and to have it natural. That's what's so awesome. But, you know, now she just turned 66. And so the deal is now that the blonde streak probably doesn't show anyway. So she dyes her hair. What difference does it make, right? So it's like, well, okay, we just really don't know now. You know, that's the whole thing. But that's okay. That's all right. She's so much fun to tease. She's kind of a ditz. And she is the proverbial blonde. And I know you're blonde, Sue, so I don't mean this derogatorily. It's just the typical outlook towards blondes being ditzy. And in the cartoon, the tall, slender, Dit's brain is always a blonde. You know, they kind of categorize it. So I don't mean any disrespect to you, girl. But
oh, I'm fine. It doesn't make any difference.
Okay.
I've listened to that all my life anyway.
I know, and it's not really fair to those non-ditzes. But my sister, oh my gosh, she was out in the yard with a couple of my other sisters, and they were goofing around, no big deal. And she turns right around and runs into a tree.
Oh my word.
Yes. And another time we were all in the dining room at the dinner table, and she had made dinner, so she had to get up and get the dessert. That was part of it. And she came in to see who wanted whipped cream on their gingerbread, and so she took all that down, and then she turned right around and ran into the door.
Oh my.
She got a black eye out of that one. So the proverbial I ran into the door thing always kind of makes me laugh, because my sister really did that.
A little bit clumsy.
Yes, she was like, well, we always called her a ditz, but she was like 14. Yeah, 15. She's 15 when she did that, and it's like, okay, Rita, go for it. What else can you do? Oh, what else she did that night is that for the gingerbread.
Mm-hmm.
She grabbed the wrong jar. We had our own cow, so we always milked our cow and separated it and had our cream and our butter and all that stuff. Well, she grabbed the wrong jar. And we got whipped. We got whipped buttermilk with our gingerbread that night.
Oh, no. How did that taste?
I don't know how you whip buttermilk, but she did it. She did it. It was, and we never let her forget that. She's a really good cook. She really is. But she kind of, I don't know, took a sidetrack that night, I guess. Oh, it was horrible because we always made sour cream butter. So the buttermilk in the refrigerator was, and we kept that because my step-grandmother liked it. And, oh, my gosh. The things that you remember that go through your head once you open the door.
Exactly. That's crazy.
And it's like, Rita, I love you to pieces, honey. But if you were here, you'd be laughing too, so it's okay. And she would. She'd be laughing as hard as anybody. She's wonderful. I love my family. I really do. It's awesome.
That's right.
Okay. Elvis song. And this is a song. Elvis sent me four. I've got four Elvis songs. Well, John sent me four Elvis songs. Elvis sent me four John songs. Whatever, you know.
Oh, okay.
I've been talking about Rita. I've been talking about Rita. It kind of mucks up your brain. Anyway, I've got, yep. They're from 1955. Three of them are from 1955. And I think the fourth one I kind of put down, it's not really a song that John sent me. It's just where we were kind of talking, and he says, you'll get to Georgia. It's just a matter of time. So I thought, hey, there's a song. He doesn't realize he gave me that song, but John gave me that song. Anyway, this is one he actually did send me yesterday afternoon. Ha, new schedule. Mm-hmm. Yesterday afternoon, and it's from 1955, February 13th. What else did I write there? I don't know. I can't read it. Okay, February 13th, 1955, Fool, 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 and Shake, Rattle, and Roll.
Fool, 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 that I was to fall for you. Fool, 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 that I was to fall. to fall. Well, what a fool I was to think that you could love me. When I first met you, baby, well, I knew I couldn't win. But I just kept on trying, 'cause trying is no sin. What a fool that I was to fall. Well, oh, what a fool I was to think that you could love me. I knew I couldn't win, but I just kept on trying, 'cause trying is no sin. What a fool that I was to fall. Well, what a fool I was to think that you could love me too. Yeah. Well, get out of that kitchen and rattle those pots and pans. Get out of that kitchen and rattle those pots and pans. Well, I roll my breakfast 'cause I'm a hungry man. I believe you're doing me wrong and now I know. I believe you're doing me wrong and now I know. Well, I work the faster my money goes. Well, I said shake, rattle and roll. 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 Why you won't do right to save for your doggone soul? I'm like a one-eyed cat peeping in the seafood store. I'm like a one-eyed cat peeping in the seafood store. Well, I can look at you, tell you ain't no child no more. Well, well, I said shake, rattle and roll. 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 Why you never do the right to save your doggone soul? Oh, shake. You had done up so nice. Why you wear those dresses you had done up so nice? Why you look so warm but your heart is cold as ice? I believe you're doing me wrong and now I know. I believe you're doing me wrong and now I know. Well, what I work the faster my money goes. I said shake, rattle and roll. I said shake, rattle and roll. Well, listen to me now, shake, rattle and roll. I said shake, rattle and roll. Why you never do nothing to save your doggone soul? Shake, rattle and blue moon.
And that's it. Just boom. Okay. Now that's all right. I can deal with that, I guess. Maybe. Maybe not. Who knows? Okay. I've got some stuff that I thought I lost last week. Turns out I just labeled it wrong. There was an extra word. Well, there was an extra word on the front that was on the front when I was looking for it because it's there, but that I didn't put it there when I labeled it to put it in the studio. So it was kind of like not there. Oh my gosh. Rita must have visited me in my sleep. I swear.
Oh,
am I ever going to deal with that? Oh, my goodness. I'm going to have to talk to her. Say, you know, you got to quit doing that, honey, because you really... And she'll laugh at me. And she'll think it's hilarious. Okay. This is the one that I thought I lost Saturday and couldn't find it. Well, it was right there in front of my face, big as life. PJ Proby. And it's called To Make a Big Man Cry. Well, when I put it in the studio, I left off the two. I just put Make a Big Man Cry. And that makes you look in the wrong place for it, you know? So you kind of lose it. But I found it. So here it is. PJ Proby, To Make a Big Man Cry. You just need to be a woman.
It only takes a little girl to make a big man cry. Only has to take his heart and break his heart, telling him goodbye. To make a big man cry is easy to do. To make a big man cry, just tell him you're through, and then watch him cry. Got the power to sink him in the winking of an eye. She only has to break it up and to shake it up with the reason why. To make a big man cry is easy to do. To make a big man cry, just tell him you're through, and then cry. Watch him cry. A big man cry. She only has to lead him on. When he's gone, he feels like he wants to die. To make a big man cry is easy to do. To make a big man cry, just tell him you're through. And then, baby, watch him. Watch him cry. Watch him cry. Watch him cry.
Yeah, PJ used to do a lot of demo CDs for Elvis, so. And he was good. He was good. That's probably why they let him do it. Oh, boy, Jenny, aren't you a brain? Anyway. Oh, 2 hours sleep does funky things to your brain. And you just don't, you don't dare take a drink because then you're pickling it and it's going to get worse, so that's not a good idea.
Oh, God,
so I'm drinking coffee. I'm drinking coffee. Caffeine. Oh. Oh, this could get interesting. Okay. It'll keep me awake. There you go. All right. How about another 1955, as in April 30th? And this was at the Gladewater High School gym in Texas in 1955. Awesome. is called Tweedledee-Dee.
Well, say, he got here a little late, but he's all tuned up and ready to go, I reckon. Young fella from up Tennessee way, Memphis, Tennessee, to be precise, by the name of Elvis Presley, who's a Elvis, have you got a two-minute version of Tweedledee-Dee?
Yes, I guess so.
Let her flicker, then. Transcribed show tonight for Louisiana Hayride, which came to you from Gladewater, Texas. We'll be back at our regular stand from now on, so you'll be sure to tune us in the next time we're on Saturday Night Country Style.
Cool, huh? So actually, I thought that was Louisiana Hayride, but as soon as I said that, I went, no, wait a minute. And so I looked at the description. It said Gladewater High School Gym in Gladewater,
mm-hmm.
Texas, and I thought, okay. And then I got to the end where it says Louisiana Hayride coming to you. It's like,
right.
Oh, I was right to begin with. But that's okay.
Right.
That's okay. They just weren't
Maybe
in Louisiana.
Maybe it was outside.
Well, it was in the gym, the Gladewater gym, the high
okay.
school gym, that particular time. They just decided to go rambling. Why not? You know, that works. That works. You can't stay on home ground all the time. You get bored.
Oh, they did a lot of rambling. That's for certain.
Yeah, they did. But it was so cool, you know. Okay, I've got another one that I kind of looked for and couldn't find, and thought, I know I put that in here. What the hey happened? Well, it turns out that when I typed it in, I put it in lowercase instead of uppercase. So I was looking for uppercase. And you know how you train your brain and your eyes to look for certain things?
Mm-hmm.
And then you don't see what it really is? Anyway, I changed that so I would see it. And this is John Earl doing Fame and Fortune. And John sent this to me Saturday, too.
Fame and Fortune.
One, one.
Guys, that when he wants to, he can kind of sound like Elvis. And if you're not listening real close, it's like, no, wait a minute, what? And I listened to that, I think it was 3 times. The first time, not very closely. And it was, no, wait, that's not supposed to be Elvis. What's going on? And then by the time the third time rolled around, I realized, no, there's too much vibrato. That is not, definitely not Elvis. But if you're not really listening close, it kind of catches you by surprise, you know?
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's Johnny Earl, and Elvis never met Johnny Earl. So they didn't do a duet. It wasn't, there's no electronic duets done up. Just kind of when he wants to, he can sort of sound like Elvis, but he puts too much vibrato in to really sound like Elvis. You know, you can always tell because he has that vibrato in everything, and Elvis just didn't do that. So that was an interesting 5-6 minutes. Yeah. But yeah, if somebody doesn't know the difference, yeah, if they don't know the difference, it catches them by surprise. All right. Speaking of really cool, Louisiana Hayride for real. Okay. This one, they did on their home turf where they were supposed to be July 2nd, 1955. So, they did the April thing in Gladewater. Now they're back at their home digs in Louisiana, July 2nd, 1955. And this is I'm Left, You're Right, She's Gone. She just upped and packed her little carpet bag and tootled on out the door. Where'd you go? Oh, I get it. Okay. There you go. All right. Here we go. Louisiana Hayride.
A few months ago, a young fella first made his appearance here on the stage of the Louisiana Hayride, who may well change the complexion of folk music. He sure put a beat in it. There's no question about that. Become real popular all over the southern and southwestern and southeastern part of the United States. Name is Elvis Presley, and there's a hall in out here. The Memphis boy, who migrates down to the deep, deep south every Saturday night. This tune, has been some question about whether this one was I'm left, you're right, she's gone, or you're right, I'm left, she's gone. Either way you want to say it, it's some ground.
Where'd she go?
That's right. Here's Elvis Presley.
You're right, but I'm left all alone. Well, you tried to tell me so, but how was I to know that she was not the one for me? You told me all alone. You're right, but I'm left all alone. I'll make it up somehow. So happy we will be in a home for two or three, and I'll never get the one I know. Well, I thought I knew just what you do. I guess I'm not so smart. Why you tried to tell me all you love? Lonely breaks from my heart. Well, you're right, I'm left, she's gone. You're right, and I'm left all alone. Well, she's gone, I know not where. But now I just don't care. For now, all I have for holding for you.
There you go. Louisiana Hayride proper. Yes. And I just, I picture him up on that stage, you know, when he's, the few videos I've seen from Louisiana Hayride, he does the cowboy thing, you know? He does the cowboy thing. And he looks so cute. His little, you know, the kerchief around his neck and the cowboy shirt and all that. I can see him like my cousin did when we were kids, you know, 7, 10 years old, and he would have that kind of a cowboy shirt on and tie a bandana around his neck, and we'd go out and play cowboy. But that's kind of what it makes me think of, and it's just really kind of awesome, you know, because back then that was the thing to do. If you were on a country program, that's, you dressed country. And then, you know, the black slacks and black shirt when he is out at the fairgrounds and performing, and you get on some of the TV shows and you wear a suit, and he just, hey, he dressed appropriately for the venue he was playing. And I think that's kind of awesome myself.
Very much so.
Yes. I think that's kind of awesome. All right, let's do a couple of requests here so we can get those down and off. Susan's request by the Four Tops, all the way down at the end of the alphabet. There we are. From 1981. And I never think of the Four Tops in the 80s. I think of them in the 70s and the 60s, but they were a very long-lived group. This is the Four Tops from 1981, When She Was My Girl. Susan's request.
Susan's request. kept when she was my girl. When she was my girl. When she was my girl. That was laughter and loving in my world. Every day. When she was my girl. Oh, what joy she would bring. Now I've lost everything. She's gone. Gone, 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 gone. I spend the night dreaming how she used to be. When she was my girl. When she was my girl.
And they had the harmonies to go with it. And back in the 60s when the choreography was a really big thing, they did that too. So, and they were good at that. That's how they lasted so long. Duh. You know, let's state the obvious, just because.
Yeah, they did last a long time.
Yeah, they really, really did. And now another John-provided Elvis song. Yes. It's called Where Do I Go From Here? Crazy? That comes to mind.
If I knew the way, I'd go back home. But the countryside has changed so much, I'd surely end up. Half remembered names and faces so far in the past. On the other side of the bridges that were burned once they were crossed. Tell me where does the fool go? There's no one left to listen to a story without meaning that nobody wants to hear. Tell me where does the fool go? We know there's something missing. Tell me where do I go from here? Where do I go from here? Get back home. My childhood dreams and wishes still outnumber my regrets. Go back to a place where I can figure on the odds. Have a fighting chance to lose the blues and win my share of best. Tell me where the food goes. Nobody wants to hear.
Yeah, I like that song. I like that. Okay, it's time for Sue's request. Yes.
Which one? Which one?
Well, that is a question. I'm going to have to go in, and anything that's over 2 or 3 weeks old, I'm just going to have to not pay attention to, because that is so far back, I can hardly keep track of it anymore. But
okay.
But that's okay. If I can figure it out, then I'll write them down, and that way I can find them. Might not be the exact same ones, but it takes so long to go back that far and figure out what I've played, what I haven't played. And I've started, as I put them in the studio, I've started deleting them. That was the most efficient way I could figure out to tell what I've already played or not. And way back 3 weeks ago, it's not that easy. But we'll see. Well, yeah, but I don't want to, you know, do away with good songs. You know, that's the whole thing. But it's hard to keep track that far back. So I'm just going to see what I can do and do the best I can with it. That's all. Just,
okay.
Don't send me any more till I catch up.
Okay, I won't.
I'm being buried. Oh, I need to breathe. No.
Okay.
You can never be too buried under too much good music, but I do want to keep track of it so that everybody gets their chance. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But right now, this is, I think you sent me this one last week. Oh, God knows. I can't figure it out. Anyway, this is Neil Diamond. And he is singing September Morn. And I remember this song, and I'm not sure if that...
Oh, I just sent that one this week.
Did you just... Okay. I'm not sure if I should remember it or not, but I do remember it. Oh, well, it is what it is, right? Anyway, here we go. September Morn, Neil Diamond.
Stay for just a while. Stay and let me look at you. It's been so long I hardly knew you, standing in the door. Stay with me a while. I only want to sing for you. We've traveled halfway around the world to find ourselves again. September morn, we danced until the night became a brand new day. Two lovers playing scenes from some romantic play. September morning still can make me feel that way. Look at what you've done. Why, you've become a grown-up girl. I still can hear you crying in the corner of your room. Look how far we've come, so far from where we used to be, but not so far that we've forgotten how it was before. September morn, we danced till the night became a brand new day. Two lovers playing scenes from some romantic play. September morning still can make me feel that way. Yes, it's true. Indeed, I do. I can still remember it all. September morn, we danced until the night became a brand new day. Two lovers playing scenes from some romantic play. September morning still can make me feel that way. September morn. September morning still can make me feel that way.
Oh, yeah, I do like that. You can just...
Beautiful. Thank you for playing.
Yeah. Oh, you're welcome, darling, because, like I said, I remember that song, and I remember how good it really is. And you just find yourself imagining out in the field in the moonlight or on a park path dancing to that song. Can't you? Wow. It's great. It's absolutely great. And September, yes.
Beautiful memories. Beautiful memories. Yes.
Oh, and September and October up in North Idaho are the most beautiful months of the year. So, yeah, I can see a September morning. You betcha. You betcha. But I think now it's going to be on a level living room floor. just because it's safer, or maybe on a beach. Yeah, that would work because the unevenness would move with your feet and get out of your way. Oh lordy. All right, now this is a song that John and my conversation this morning brought to mind, and I'm going to play it. It's a matter of time.
It's a matter of time before I go back. From her now for a long time, and I've lived a life I thought that it should be, but it's a long, long way from now to maybe sometime, and the waiting round is really killing me. It's a matter of time before I go back there. A matter of time, oh Lord, before I go home. It's a long way, I know, and the going ain't easy. She'll see me again. It's a matter of time. I think I'll take a train right early in the morning, just to see how far I'll get along the way. But the trains don't run too often, only sometimes. So I guess I'd better wait another day. It's a matter of time.
It's a matter of time
before I go back there. Matter of time before I go home. It's a long way, I know. And the going ain't easy. She'll see me again.
I like that. Of course she'll see you. Of course. You know. Okay. I've got one that's absolutely awesome. John sent this one to me. It's by a gal named Kelly Marie. Okay? And there's like an address or something in German on the video. So God knows. But her name's Kelly Marie, and she's a redhead, so she gets points. So there you go. And I just want you guys to imagine when you first fall in love with someone and they just totally dominate your thoughts, makes your heart skip a beat every time you think about them, and you just get so giddy you have to do a puppy wiggle when you think about being with them or talking to them. The phone rings and your heart jumps into your throat hoping that it's them. Just, you know, think about that. That's how you tell you're in love, right? Well, hey, Kelly Marie, yeah, feels like I'm in love. No, so just in case you can't tell, that's what it feels like when you're in love. And remember the puppy wiggle. Just remember the puppy wiggle. That's important. And besides that, if you give that little puppy wiggle, you get a smile, and that just makes everything good. So, okay. I've perfected my puppy wiggle. It's been a long time since I've used it, though. Huh. I wonder if it still works. Oh, well, maybe someday I'll find out. Okay. Here's another request that Sue gave me. I donn't know, a week ago. 2 weeks ago, honey, I don't remember, but it's an Elvis song, so it stayed in the studio, and that's how I can play it today. It's You're So Square, Baby, I Don't Care.
Okay.
I like this song.
I'm just going to be wasting tape. Too late in the day for all this sh- no.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3. You don't like crazy music. You don't like a rock and band. You just wanna go to a movie show. Like a hot rod racing, or driving late at night. You just wanna park where it's nice and dark. You just wanna hold me tight. You're so square, baby, I don't care. You don't know when to dance step that I knew. No one else can love me like you do. I don't know why my heart breaks. I only know it does.
I think he was getting a little bit impatient there. You know what I mean? Just wasting tape. You're just wasting tape. So? Waste some more. Go ahead. Do it. Do it. Okay. Now, this... Oh, yeah, this song. This is a yummy. John sent this to me yesterday afternoon. Renee and Renato, Save Your Love. And this, yeah, this is part of what you want when you love somebody that loves you back. Save Your Love.
Save your love.
Nice, nice, nice. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. All right, let's get a little more. Oh, what the hey? I don't know what to call it. It's Frankie Lane. So we're going to, I don't know what to call it. I'm going to be strong. The first recording of I'm Going to Be Strong. I think we all remember Gene Pitney doing it. I remember Gene Pitney doing it. I heard Frankie Lane do it when John sent it to me yesterday, and I like the way Frankie Lane does it better. And if you want to compare the two, just go to YouTube and look up Gene Pitney, and you'll hear the other version, which is the one we're all familiar with. But here is Frankie Lane doing I'm Going to Be Strong.
I can see you're slipping away from me, and you're so afraid. I'll plead with you to stay, but I'm gonna be strong and let you go your way. Your love is gone, there's no sense in holding on, 'cause you're big now. Would be too much to bear, so I'm gonna be strong and pretend I don't care. I'm gonna be strong and stand just as tall as I can. Yes, I'm gonna be strong.
Finish. That's
very
an ending.
Much so, yeah.
Yeah, that is an ending. You can't add any more ending to that. So, good one. Yeah. I like it. All right. It's time for an Elvis song. Now, he sent this to me once a month, 2 months ago, something like that anyway, and I did play it. But I like the song, so I'm going to play it again. And it's called I Don't Care If the Sun Don't Shine.
Well, I don't care if the sun don't shine, I get my loving in the evening time when I'm with my baby. Well, it ain't no fun when the sun around, I get going when the sun goes down and I'm with my baby. Well, that's when we're gonna kiss and kiss and kiss and kiss, and we're gonna kiss some more. Well, who cares how many times we kiss, 'cause at a time like this, who keeps score? Well, I don't care if the sun don't shine, I get my loving in the evening time when I meet my baby. We're gonna kiss and kiss and kiss and kiss and we're gonna kiss some more. Who cares how many times we kiss, 'cause there's a time like this, who keeps score? Well, I don't care if the sun don't shine, I keep my loving in the evening time when I meet my baby. And it don't matter if the sleet or snow, a drive-in's cozy when the lights are low. And I'm with my baby. Makes no difference if the rain comes down, I don't notice when she's around. Oh boy, what a baby. Well, that's when we're gonna kiss and a kiss and a kiss and a kiss and we're gonna kiss some more. Well, one kiss from a baby doll makes me ha, more, 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 more. Well, I don't care if the sun don't shine, I get my loving in the evening time when I meet my baby. We're gonna kiss and kiss and kiss and kiss and we're gonna kiss some more. Well, one kiss from my baby doll makes me holler more, 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 more. Well, I don't care if the sun don't shine, I get my loving in the evening time when I'm with my baby.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, a kiss and a kiss and a kiss some more. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. More, 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 more. That brings to mind that song, The Millions and Last Time. And whenever I hear that, I always think, yeah, okay, The Millions and Last Time. And then we start counting over at one, right?
Yeah, bro, that's a good one.
Then go right back. Yeah, hey. Because you can count over and over and over again. So it'll only be the last time for that segment of counting. That's how my mind worked anyway. Well, I thought it was pretty good. All right. Now, a song called Perfect by a group called, oh, get this, Fairground Attraction. Leave it to John. I've never heard of this group, but this song is good. I like this, the way they do it. Okay, here. Fairground Attraction. I think of Ferris Wheel. I love Ferris Wheels. Song called Perfect.
I don't want half-hearted love affair. I need someone who really cares. Life is too short to play silly games. I promised myself I won't do that again.
To be, yeah, perfect.
I like it. I like it. And in this video, the guitar player has the most beautiful hollow body guitar with a pitch lever on it. It's fantastic. Oh, man. That's one pretty piece of instrumentation. I just get whacked out over stuff like that. It's because, see, these hollow body guitars are so awesome because you can play them plugged into the electricity for an electric guitar or unplugged for an acoustic guitar. They're hollow bodied. They're not flat and hard, solid like an electric guitar. They're built more along the lines of an acoustic guitar, but they've got the electric pickups and stuff, and this one happens to have a pitch lever on it, and it is just, oh, one of the most beautiful instruments I've seen in a long time. And to think that it was from the 80s, ouch, that hurts, because you gotta wonder if it still exists, and what condition is it in. And I don't know how to play guitar. I started learning once, but I preferred long fingernails. So that one kind of dropped right off the map real quick. You can't do both. You can't play a guitar and have long fingernails. It just doesn't work. Doesn't work. So I gave it up for vanity's sake. Oh, well, that's all right. That's all right. I can sing. I can use my voice and I can sing. My talent doesn't so far extend to instrumentation except for a tambourine. Anyway, it's two wooden blocks that you hit together, and then there's other hollow things that you hit with drumsticks, and then I can do that stuff, and a cowbell. I can play a cowbell real good, but that's the extent of my instrument talent. That just doesn't go so far as the piano and guitar. I'm good with that. I came to terms with that a long time ago because I can handle my voice a whole lot better, and that works. Okay, next. Okay, eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Let's see what. Yes, okay. Let's go down and do an Elvis. And I like this one. If it's in here. Okay, let's find another one, Jenny, because you did something with that one. Okay. Oh, yeah, that would be good. I'm talking to myself here. They're going to come cart me away pretty soon.
No, I'm listening.
Well, they're still going to come cart me away pretty soon. Do you realize I just looked at the temperature, guys, and right here officially, which is in the shade down at City Hall, it's 109 degrees here.
Ugh.
Now, if I go out on my front porch, you can bet it's 130. There's no shade on the front porch. So, and my computer right here, which comes from the shade down in Phoenix, I believe, it says 114. I want to move so bad, Sue. I really, really do.
I believe you.
Oh, my gosh.
I do.
Well, I was talking to the banker the beginning of the week, and it was 114 here that day, and she said it was only 90 there. I understand there's a difference in humidity, but think of how much better it is for your skin and your hair to have that humidity. Oh, yeah. I spent a couple weeks in Tahiti. There's a big difference, a big, big, big difference. I want that humidity. So, hey, you know, I'm heading for a new home. You betcha. Okay, Elvis, how about the song called I Need Your Love Tonight?
Uh-oh. just for the night. To do some loving, I hold you tight. Now tell me, baby, you gotta go. I got the hi-fi high and the lights still away. You say, wow, you better stay, pow, pow. Don't run away, I need you.
Yeah, I had to put an ending on that one, but that's okay. That's okay. I haven't had to end too many today. You've noticed, it's been pretty good.
Yeah, you have.
I know. I'm not sure whether I miss it or not. But it's okay. It's really kind of cool. All right. Who remembers Johnny Tillotson? Tillotson? Tillotson.
Oh, yeah, I do. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember the name, yeah. And you're going to remember this song, too. I guarantee it. Talk Back, Trembling Lips. John sent this to me yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Talk back, trembling lips. Shaky legs, don't just stand there. Don't let her know that she's getting through to you. Talk back, trembling lips, burning eyes, don't start crying. Heart, don't let her know that you're breaking in two. Every day our love's a battle royal.
Yes, he did the song Poetry in Motion as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a real familiar one, too.
That's
I've
a good
got,
song. I like that song.
Oh, yeah. Yes, yes. I've got something fun. You know, John's always finding these cool things, and it's just so awesome, man. I don't know how his brain works, but I hope it keeps up the same way and doesn't change, because this is awesome. Okay, you remember last week we did a sea shanty, a real sea shanty. That was, you know, with just the beat and the guy singing the shanty. And it was really cool, really, really awesome. Well, there is another sea shanty called Drunken Sailor. But the words that they put in the description is, this one has been re-lyriced. I'm sorry, that just kills me. Re-lyriced. Okay, that's okay. It is now a COVID parody. The Sea Shanty, Drunken Sailor. Yeah, exactly. You got it, girl. Here we go.
What shall we do till we're vaccinated so we will not get contaminated? Following rules has been underrated. I will heed the warning.
So we keep our distance, wear masks to keep our breath, and wash hands with persistence. Yes, we'll heed the warning.
I'll stay at home if I'm quarantining. Gifts at the door, I know you're well-meaning. Let's meet online in a special screening. Yes, I'll heed the warning.
So we keep our distance, wear masks to keep our breath, and wash hands with persistence, yet we'll heed the warning.
I'll stay away from the crowded places, got no desire to see lots of faces. The last thing we want is more COVID cases, yes, I'll heed the warning.
So we keep our distance, wear masks to keep our breath, and wash hands with persistence, yes, we'll heed the warning.
I know that you and I are best friends, no hugs for now, gotta stay at arm's length. Whispers are up, gonna yell till this ends, yes, I'll heed the warning.
So we keep our distance, wear masks to keep our breath, and wash hands with persistence, yes, we'll heed the warning.
Not be a Karen, yes, I'll heed the warning. I'll be a stickler with all things hygiene. Now disinfecting is in my routine. Wash, wash some more, make sure everything's clean. Yes, I'll heed the warning.
So we keep our distance, wear masks to keep our breath in, wash hands with persistence, yes, we'll heed the warning.
What shall we do to a vaccinated so we will not get contaminated? Following rules have been underrated. I will heed the warning.
So we keep our distance, wear masks, keep our breath, and wash hands with persistence, yes, we'll heed the warning.
Totally cool. What shall we do with a drunken sailor? What shall we do with a drunken sailor? Yeah. Okay. some of it has some answers to that question, but that's okay. We'll just leave it alone. No, we won't. What am I saying? Hey, that's not like me at all. I gotta be myself. What shall we do with a drunken sailor? See, and I can see the Irish jig up there because of those drums. I can see him doing the Irish jig to that, and then three or four guys on the side singing it, because you can't do a jig and sing at the same time. You do not have enough breath in your body for that. And just, that's a good time song, man. That's a good time song.
It is.
I love it.
It is.
Yes. Oh, I had fun with that one. I hope you guys had fun with that one. But if you know the song Drunken Sailor, it's a lot more fun because you can kind of jive the two together, and it's really fun. Okay, that's enough. Mostly because I'm coming up to the next song I want to play. So this is, I thought this was really cool because my mom's name is Fern, okay? And that's fairly unusual, but the gal that sings this is named Fern Kinney. And I just paid a little more attention to it because of her name. People don't realize how important a name is. This one is called, and I love this. This is one you want to get up and dance with your special person, okay? Boyfriend, husband, whatever. This is one you want to share together because it's a beautiful, beautiful song. It's called Together We Are Beautiful.
He walked into my life, and now he's taken over. And it's beautiful. Yes, it's beautiful.
Because there's just, I've got three more left. I ain't going to make it. I'm not going to worry about it. I'll play them Saturday. It'll be just fine on Saturday. So in the meantime, let's do something really fun. This is a good song, and I don't get to play it nearly enough. It's not an Elvis song, but it's still cool. There we go. It's by a group called Sugarloaf. And this is going to be my request for this show. Anyway, it's a group called Sugarloaf and the song Green-Eyed Lady.
Green-eyed lady, lovely lady, strolling slowly towards the sun. Green-eyed lady, ocean lady, soothing every raging wave that comes. Green-eyed lady, passion lady,
green-eyed lady.
That's a cool song. I've always liked that song. I think that's a good song.
It is. I don't remember what year that was at all. It's been a long time.
I don't remember. I didn't write it down. It was in the 70s. But I don't remember exactly when. Early to mid 70s. But it doesn't matter. It's still good.
Oh, yeah.
So we could Google it and find out, but sometimes that's more frustrating than helpful. So we'll just leave it where it is. Yeah, leave it at good. Hey, you know what? I've got 7 minutes left, guys. So I am going to – I've got, you know, songs I can play between now and the end of the show, but I want to have enough time to say thank you for being here, especially to Sue, who she's been in the studio all this time, and she doesn't feel well with her allergies. So thank you so much, girl, for being here with me.
Oh, you're welcome.
Really,
I'm not that bad. I'm fine.
Okay.
But I enjoyed it.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Thank you, John, too.
Yes. I'm so glad you had a good time, because that's what it's all about. Play the good music. John sends me excellent music. I act as DJ, and we have a great time doing it. And that's the whole point of good music, is to have a great time. And no shortage of Elvis songs. Thank you, God. You know, it's really great to have so many of his songs to be able to play.
I know. They just go on and on and on.
It's wonderful. It's wonderful.
Uh-huh.
793, something like that. 69? 90. Anyway, a whole lot.
I know.
Oh, and it's fantastic, because you can play the same ones and you never get tired of them. You can add new ones that you don't hear very often, and that's fun. That's really fun. And then we've got so many other artists and all of their music to choose from, and it's just all over the place. Thousands of songs. It's great. So thank you for being here with me, Sue. I really, really do appreciate you. And
oh, you're welcome. I really enjoyed it. Thank you.
Oh, good. Good, good. And I apologize to Ann again. I don't know what went wrong. Blog Talk just had a conniption fit again. What can I tell you? And it wouldn't even let me send the invites again during the show. And I don't know what's up with that. That's the first time that's ever happened. But we'll do it again Saturday, and Saturday you'll probably get your invite. So we'll just put all the stuff I couldn't play today, we'll put that in Saturday's show, and we'll add to it, so we'll have more fantastic music. And I know that John's going to send me so many good songs that the show is going to be just as good as it's ever been. We just don't get tired of doing this. We don't get tired of doing this. So thank you, everybody in the chat. That was fun. That was really fun today. Guys are hilarious. And then we've got everybody who clicked on the links from the groups to listen. That's fantastic. Thank you so much for doing so, for taking a chance and investing the time. You know, and I hope you found out that it was worth it, because this kind of music is always worth the time. It just always is. So we've got Saturday coming up, more music, more fantastic times. And I don't know if Shauna's going to try a show on Friday or not. We'll just have to wait and see. It just depends on how good stuff is rolling that day where she is, how good the Wi-Fi is that day, because it's so unpredictable. So we'll see what happens, you know? And in the meantime, Elvis. Funny how time slips away. And it always does.
I'd like to turn the house lights up, ladies and gentlemen, because now that you've seen me, I'd like to take a look at you, okay? Beautiful. Thank you. Just leave them up for a minute, man. Woo! You know, it's funny because I can't see you really. I can only see like the first row here. There's a lot of folks out there, boy. And up there too, there's a lot of folks. Well, hello there. My, it's been a long time. How am I doing? Well, I'm sweating a little bit, baby, but well, I guess I'm doing fine. It's been so long now, and it seems like it was only yesterday. Ain't it funny how time slips away? I sure knew love. I hope that he's doing fine. I heard you told him that you'd love him till the end of time. Well, that's the same thing that you told me, seemed like just the other day. Yeah, ain't it funny how time slips away? I gotta go now. Guess I'll see you around. Let her have it. Let her have it now. Don't know when though, never know when I'll be back in town. But I remember what I told you, and it's time. Yeah, ain't it funny how time slips away? Oh, though you really can't see back there, this is an owl. Wait.